For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez. There's a humble little piece of land in Blackville, South Carolina. For generations, local families and travelers from across the country have been making the trek here to Healing Springs. Legend holds that this land was once owned by the Edistos, Native Americans who revered the springs as sacred, and its waters, a source of health and healing. During the American Revolution, four British soldiers were gravely injured in battle in nearby Windy Creek. But according to the legend, the men were told of the springs by the Edistos, and after drinking the water and using it to clean their wounds, all four men returned to their Charleston garrison 6 months later, much to the astonishment of their fellow soldiers. And so began the quest for health and healing by many who heard the story. The land itself has changed hands several times since the American Revolution, but on July 1, 1944, a man named L.P. Lute Boylston legally deeded Healing Springs to God, permanently freeing the property from being taxed, and also compelling the government to be responsible for its upkeep and to monitor the quality of its free-flowing waters. James Davis of Denmark, South Carolina, says he's been coming to Healing Springs since his grandparents brought him when he was a small child. Now an adult, James says he's been filling up jugs of the free-flowing water for at least the last 20 years. I asked James, what about this water keeps bringing him back?
Well, it's really good tasting water, for as I know it. I'm healthy. That's all I can say, I'm healthy. For as I know, every time I go to the doctor, I get a good bill of health, so I guess it's got to be the water. Got to be something in the water. Because I've been drinking it for years.
Peachy Banks lives about 10 miles from the springs in Denmark. But not until she met her husband had Peachy heard the stories of Healing Springs. For the last 8 years, the couple has been packing their vehicle with scores of empty jugs and making the trip to fill up at the springs. I asked her how often the two of them come.
Several times a month.
Peachy told me she suffers from a variety of ailments, but she credits both drinking and even bathing with the water to giving her relief.
I'm on oxygen and meds, but due to the grace of God, I'm able to get out, get around, walk, talk, and I'm blessed. And I believe I believe that it's the water. I believe that it's the water and God healing entities.
Peachy's fandom of Healing Springs has spread throughout her family. Now, even her brother comes to the springs on the regular to get his fill. For as many who are willing to come, the springs flow freely.
It never runs out. That's God's grace and mercy. Never runs out.
Jeffrey Bernard has come down from Rock Hill. He was attracted to the springs because he's heard there are natural healing properties from spring water and has been making the trip, he says, for about 9 years. Jeffrey says the trips began with just himself and his son, but like most fans of Healing Springs, word got around to his friends, who now send him down with bottles as well. I asked Jeffrey if he believes the health benefits he says he experiences are due to the quality of the water itself, or, like other pilgrims to the springs, that the health benefits are, perhaps, of a more spiritual origin.
Honestly, I think that there's really no disconnect between the spiritual and the physical, and I think this water is a good example of it. Because, yeah, you feel spiritually lifted up. You feel... there's a lot of different ways to describe it. Certain people, you know, think you're going off in woo-woo land. That's okay. But it's a remarkable water.
More about Healing Springs can be found at southcarolinapublicradio.org. In Barnwell County, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez.